Hi, this is Eric Fiorello from Fiorello Barbell Company here in New York, upstate New York. If you want to get a hold of us, it's www.fiorellobarbell.com. You can go out and there's many great articles out on the website, some really nice video, etc., etc. But today we want to welcome you to our podcast called Motivation and Muscle. Today is May 13th, 2014, and we are glad to have you aboard. The name of this podcast today, usually I don't really talk a lot about names and stuff, but this is basically going to be called You Have the Strength to Get It Done, and I'm going to go into this in detail. Today was monumental for the company. We've been working diligently for 22 months. You know the story, if you don't, basically I was laid off, out of work, and decided to chase my dream, which is personal training. I love nutrition, anything to do with the body, strength, tap into everything you can find, you know, come up with new routines, new equipment. I'm involved in all of it. So this vision has been around for a long time, and as you know, the company is dedicated to my brother Jim, who died of muscular dystrophy. So we have a real special feeling for this whole company in itself. And we are going all the way. We want the universe, and we want to help as many people as we can along the way. So between the last 22 months, obviously we've been gearing up, and I have some clients. I have a brand new client that I'm very happy with that started yesterday who needs to lose 42 pounds. And this is where we're going to go right into what's going on. Today, we did, as you know, with Dennis. Dennis has been here with us for about, off and on, 5 to 8 years. He had a lot of weight to lose last July, 2013. By November, we had him down to 224 pounds by November 6th, it was. So we had filmed all this, and we've got a lot of it out on YouTube. But, you know, as with everything, this is a big learning process, and I started right from the bottom with this, you know, from WordPress to learning YouTube, to recording a podcast with Audacity, you name it. Most of the stuff I've done on my own, I have a great guy that does film. I have a great guy now that I've connected up with who's done the website. If you go out and look at our site, it's beautiful. It's all WordPress driven. So the learning experience alone, you can be very overwhelmed with it, especially when you're financially very dry. You know, the job market's not good. You know what you want to do, and you got to make a choice because, as they say, you know, you get to the island, you burn the boats. You either survive or you die, and that's really how I'm living, and I've been living for a long time. And today we got the greatest of greatest news. We've been working on the weight loss DVD, MP4. Well, it's finished. And Thursday we'll go and look at the Blu-ray and see how everything looks. The first piece is filmed very well, but the last two pieces are all in HD. And the clarity and the way Brett put it together, it's absolutely beautiful. It's outstanding. And you know what? I've got a product like nobody else out there. Nobody has a product like this. And I am so proud of it and proud of what I've done and proud of the people that have been with me since the start of the company. And there's been a lot of other ones that were that are not involved now, but I also give a big thanks to them. But the main thing I want to talk about is you do have the strength to do things. And sometimes when you get laid out like that, you're going to come back up or you're not. And this was a massive, massive project. I mean, coming with a very small amount of money, all my savings, and really not knowing much about the other side of the business. Now, I have a degree in marketing, which is obviously very beneficial, but everybody does everything different. And, you know, you get a million emails that, you know, you do this, you'll get 100,000 people. Well, you know something? You go out and study. I study like crazy. I try to study at least 60 or more hours a month every day, at least an hour and a half to 3 hours a day, besides doing all the work with the company, and training clients, of course. But never sell yourself short. I mean, I can't tell you how excited I am. This is by far the biggest thing I've ever done. I mean, I own a business. I mean, it's a feeling like I can't even explain to you. You find a niche. I would tell anyone to do it. Find a niche. Don't be afraid. Go after your dreams. I mean, don't leave the world thinking, I could have done it. And you change. Everything changes in you. You change with people. You change with how you feel. Suddenly things are getting thrown at you. It doesn't even bother you anymore. It's almost like you feel Teflon or like steel. Things are just going to bounce off you. And even if you get popped in the chin, as I always say, as long as you're laying on your back and looking up, you're going to stand back up. And that's the whole thing. I want to tell people that I want to encourage you, inspire you. Go out and do something you want to do. If you're sick of your job and somehow you can do this or even do this part-time, I would tell you to do it in a second. I wouldn't even look back. Like I said, burn the boats. Leave yourself out there where you have to, sink or swim. It can be very scary to a lot of people, and it can, you're going to need a lot of confidence, and you're going to need good support from people. And that's another thing too. I mean, you're going to find people that will stand behind you, and others that you thought that would be with you end up turning their back on you, or they don't have a good thing to say, or they say, "Well, there's no way you're going to do this." Well, that's not my attitude, and it's like I won't even associate with people like that anymore. I don't want nothing to do. There's so many things that I used to be around that I'm not even around anymore. And you know what? I just keep going along. There's just some things you just can't be around anymore. So you have this growth in you that, as a child, I can remember, and even watching like my nieces especially, you see this creativity in them. They're little kids, and no one's told them you can't do it, or don't move, you're going to get hurt. It's like they're not afraid of anything. And fear is taught. Fear is not born into you. Confidence, same way. I think people have an innate spirit of confidence. It's just you get beaten down. You get people that just don't want to see anyone step out in front of everyone else. And you know what I say? I say go for it. And I would encourage anybody. I don't care if they're 5 years old or 105 years old. Damn it, man. You only got so much time on this earth. Go out and get it. And that's what we did today. I want to tell you, you would not believe the feeling inside of me right now. It's like it's better than gold, and to be able to do this and create a product like this and the amount of people I plan on helping, we're gonna do it all. I mean, I've got a gentleman here that started yesterday, and he's got to lose 42 pounds, and he has some health issues, but we're gonna get through it. And like I told Frank yesterday, we're just gonna do a little bit at a time. Let's get you active, get you moving, get you in shape a little bit, change your mindset, because remember, if you change your inners, your outers are gonna follow. And then we'll start making little changes to his dietary. His thinking is going to change. As they say, that stinking thinking is going to be gone. This guy is going to have a whole new level a year from now because he's committed to a year. And I love when he says to me yesterday, "Eric, I know this didn't come on in 30 days, 90 days." He said, "This has taken years to put on, and I know that it's going to take time to go off." You got a client like that walking in with that attitude, there's no way you're not going to have success. There's no way. And that makes my life a heck of a lot easier, too. I enjoy people like that. He's already bringing it. He's been here one day. And it's great to see, because you see a change in people. Their life changes. It's not just from the weightlifting, but it's the mental attitude. And it's like, well, you know what? I can do this. 15 months ago, I would never even attempted it, or someone would have told me, "Oh, hey, Pop, you're too weak, you can't do it." Well, that's no more. That's a life, like I said before, you leave that other life. It's gone. It's the same way, like I said, with people. You just change. You meet new people. You meet people that are more geared to what you like to do. In my case, I'm getting ready to go to Iceland again to go lift the Húsafell stone. It's a 418-pound stone, and you got to walk 50 meters with it. It's the most interesting thing that I've ever laid my eyes on, and it captivates me. And I have to go and do this before I leave this world, because I'll never forgive myself. So when you complete goals, when you have a dream like I did, and you're starting to see things go, I'm gaining momentum, and people are coming into your life that you never expected, and suddenly things change, and you'll have good days and bad days, obviously, like anything. It's not all roses, because I mean, I'm not telling you in between of all this either. But when you go out and discover what you really want to do, and I mean, you got to really want to do it. This has got to keep you up at night. You love it that much. You find something like that, you're going to go after it. And I'm telling you right now, you'll never look back. You will not be able to go back to what you were doing or the life you led before. And the people around you, if they really want to be with you, are going to enjoy the ride just as much as you are, because you're sharing an idea, a dream. You know how lucky you are to be able to do something like that? And then, being so good at what you do, you can pass this on to other people. That person that had 40 pounds on them, they no longer have 40 pounds on them. They've shed their past life, in my opinion. It's like a snake when they shed their skin. Brand new. The body's starting to rejuvenate. The mind's rejuvenating. So now I can bend over and tie my shoes, without being out of breath. I can do simple things like, if I'm doing laundry down the basement, I can now carry the laundry up 15 stairs and not be winded where I've got to stand there for a few minutes just to catch my breath. These things are so vital. They're so important. Your health is everything. And anybody that tells you that it's not doesn't know a thing of what they're talking about. I've been around a very sick brother who ended up dying from muscular dystrophy. Now, Jim was great, I mean, mentally. And he did everything. That was the beauty of us and everybody around, the people, the friends. You talk about a support group. And as hard it had to be for Jim and to watch him, I mean, he had a good life. I mean, he had a very strong family behind him, friends, a safe home, a mother and father that loved him dearly, and so did all his siblings. Now, would he have loved to get up and go? Obviously. But unfortunately, that's the way things played out for him. But I know when he left this world, he had to know how loved he was. So, this is how things go. And when you can do something where you can help people, obviously I couldn't help Jim walk, but I mean, if Jim was alive today, we'd try to have him maybe squeeze even a tennis ball. Just something to keep them in the game. And that goes for everybody else. You have older people that, studies have already proven. People in their 80s, they get them lifting weights and they put muscle on them. 80s. That's what I'm saying. Nothing's impossible, but it's your mind too. You have to welcome this in, what I'm doing here tonight. This is our fifth podcast. This is the greatest thing. We're going to get our message out to everybody once we get accepted by iTunes. We're on all the social media, and the site is getting more and more looks at it, and I couldn't be happier because, we're lifting, we're nutrition, we're neurotransmission, we're everything, because the body is a full functioning unit, and it's muscle and ligament and tendon and brain matter and fat. All these things. And for me, today is a monumental day in Fiorella Barbell Company. I had to do this podcast because I had to share this with you because it's that important to me. And it's important to you folks, too, because I just want to show you, if you're committed and you have a dream and you have a niche and you just say, you know what, I'm going to do this no matter what, you can do this. I'm telling you, you can do this. Don't be afraid. Love what you do. If you like where you are, stay there. Get better. Be better than everybody else. Stand out from the crowd and don't let anybody tell you any different. Because anybody that appreciates a worker like that is going to take care of you monumentally. But if you have the balls to go out and do it on your own, I couldn't encourage you more. So all I can tell you is I would say in the next 10 days, we ought to be releasing and unleashing this beast. This is the real world here. We've got all the evidence to back up everything we did with Dennis. A lot of the movements are going to be very easy on your skeletal system, on your muscles, on your ligament and tendons, especially if you have a propensity to be heavy. Same way with the kids. I can use three of these movements, no problem with kids that have any type of weight, heavy weight, obesity. You bring your kids here and stay with them, and I'll train them. I want to get this message out to everybody because you can change and there's no reason to be unhappy. So I hope that I'll have some more for you in the next few days about the weight loss MP4 DVD. And I hope that you'll think about what I talked about tonight, that you have the strength to get it done. Don't overlook what you have. You've got more than you'll ever know. You have to go find it, and you can't be afraid to let it go. Unleash it. Unleash that beast in you. So, I'm going to end with this. Tomorrow's the middle of the week already. Tomorrow's Wednesday already. And as you know, the year's flying by pretty quick. So, think about it. And I couldn't encourage you more. If there's anything I can help you with, you can get a hold of me at Fiorella Barbell at nicap.rr.com, or you can hit me up on Twitter at Fiorello Eric. That's FIORILLOERIC. Thank you and have a great week. We'll be talking to you.